For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Major wildfires continue to burn in the Northwest, forcing thousands from their homes. The largest at this point is the so-called Carr Fire, burning near Redding, California.
I can confirm that we're up over 80,000 acres now on this fire.
Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says more than 500 homes have been destroyed. 40,000 people have been evacuated. So far, 5 people have died, and at least 12 area residents have not yet been accounted for. At this time, the blaze is only 5% contained. The Cranston Fire in Southern California is now more than 12,000 acres and is believed to be an arson fire. A man has been arrested and charged. And the Ferguson Fire near Yosemite continues to burn. Yosemite National Park is now closed until at least next weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A heartbreaking story of death and survival in a hotel fire in Michigan. WWJ reporter Michael Cohen.
Firefighters in Berrien County found a mother and her 5 children dead from apparent smoke inhalation at the Cosmo Extended Living Hotel in Benton Harbor. Berrien County Chief Deputy Robert Boyce says the father and another child were able to escape and are now hospitalized.
He's heartbroken. I mean, his family's tore apart at this time, but he is doing the best he can at this point.
New Yorker writer Ronan Farrow says 6 women who accuse CBS CEO Les Moonves of sexual misconduct had to overcome their fears of retaliation.
It also involves dozens of sources talking about the corporate culture around Les Moonves and raising allegations that he promoted individuals who were the target of a lot of similar allegations.
Independent members of its board of directors are now investigating the claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Democrats and Republicans are discussing Medicare and ICE in this week's party addresses. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump uses his weekly address to promote ICE's immigration enforcement work and attack Democrats who called for the agency to be abolished.
Leading Democrat politicians have called to abolish ICE. Nobody even believes it. They want to abolish ICE. In other words, they want open borders and more crime.
Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy talks about Medicare in the Democrats' weekly address.
House Democrats are pushing for a better deal for seniors and families everywhere. Our agenda is simple. Instead of trying to slash Medicare, we're working to lower your health care costs and prescription drug prices.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The government has released a rosy report on the U.S. economy, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Shortly after the Commerce Department releases the report on the second quarter GDP, the best measure of the nation's economic activity, the president and his economic advisors emerged from the White House. President Trump noting that the economy grew by
the amazing rate of 4.1%.
That growth outpaces the 2.2% growth the economy registered during the first 3 months of this year and is the fastest growth in a quarter in 4 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.